Welcome to Fandomonious, a pop culture podcast.
Oh shit. We are live, I'm pretty sure.
We are.
We'll find out.
I'm pretty damn sure we are.
This seems dangerous.
It's probably not a good thing for us to be doing. Welcome to Fandomonious, where each week we gather to discuss pop culture, past, present, and speculative future. Speculative being just us being like, you know what would be cool?
That thing.
A lot of stuff.
For those watching, I'm Adam.
I'm Ian.
I'm Kramer.
And we have a guest off to the side, just hanging out.
I'm the ghost from prior episodes.
Yes.
That's true.
We have a Hayden.
Were you on two? Yeah, you were. Because it was like on two. Yeah, it was like two in a row, wasn't it?
Yep. The fact checker.
This is working. Cool. And the audio is crispy.
Oh, crispy, clean.
It's just
crisp and
clean. Incredibly off.
Right,
so
yeah.
So I can't do this for forever,
no,
but
that's
we
fine.
Know it works.
Yeah, testing it's a good thing, though.
Oh, neato.
So, all right. So basically, if you see this video, I have to get used to looking at a camera. We don't do this. We've been doing this for over a year, recording audio, and we are trying out the Twitch streaming thing just to see if we can get some more people listening. We do this every Friday. We record, and then we post Tuesday morning. So I usually edit and get everything up over the weekend or Monday night, typically, because I'm lazy.
Typically.
Procrastination. So usually Tuesday mornings, you'll be able to listen to this on pretty much anything streaming. So you actually you're getting a sneak peek if you're seeing this live, which I don't
peeky.
Really think. Oh,
I feel like I gotta apologize if they do.
Jake Gyllenhaal, welcome.
Hello, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Hey, man.
Hi, Jake.
It's gonna be weird to like type to people and talk to people at the same time,
right?
It's gonna make our audio for our normal podcast listeners terrible.
Now you guys are gonna know for sure when I get up to go to the bathroom at least twice during this.
That is true. Now we don't have to be like, oh, well, Kramer's gone. Fill the void.
Yeah.
You'll just know.
So basically, we get together every week. Throughout the week, we use Snapchat to send each other links, have discussions about what we want to talk about, and then the week comes along, and then we go through our Snapchat, and we talk about the things we set aside to talk about.
Yeah.
And we usually get sidetracked. So,
or
it's
always.
The ADHD
or always
in.
Get sidetracked.
I feel like it's an off night if we don't.
Yeah, it's a quick night if we don't. And then it's just like, what do we do?
I would say if we stick to the script.
It feels like we're going through the motions, and I don't like that. It's spontaneous.
It's got to have a little bit of spontaneity.
Yeah.
I almost said spontaneity.
Well, it's just like when You Versus Yesterday plays out. Like, I have talking points, but...
Is it weird to like look up?
It is
camera?
A little weird. I don't know if I'm going to address the camera all the time. You might just
we
have to look
won't.
At me staring at Ian's beautiful mug in front of me. But no, I have talking points, but it's never the same. Like I just have points that I know I'm going to say something, and it always changes depending on the show. Some things you just, you know, are definitely immediate things that I'm going to say every time. But there was an entire year I decided that I was going to say, thank you, Houston. And we were never playing Houston. It was great.
Right.
Just about being in Nashville. Thank you, Houston!
And you never played in Houston, did you?
No, never played in Houston either, so, yet.
Ohio has a Houston. For anyone that might be listening somewhere else and being like, hey, did you just bump the mic? Mike Etiquette.
Hayden bumped the mic. Come on,
I'm so
man.
Sorry.
Come on, newbie.
I am very
stop
new to
stop fact-checking and start checking yourself, bro.
We let you join as a special guest for the
yes,
night.
Dad.
You fuck it up.
I'm so sorry.
All right, let's jump in and see where this takes us.
Come along with me.
We actually got a trailer for Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse Part 1.
Holy shit, it has only been a week.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, a lot has happened this week.
This
was
a
busy
week
for news.
There's been so much news.
So it didn't really give a lot away. It looks like... It doesn't look like it's... super far removed from the first one, but they look older.
Well, they
but her hair is still jacked up.
They were talking, I saw, which I think I've talked about him before, on TikTok, a guy named Straw Hat Goofy.
Okay.
Killer name.
I know, right? Like, and he talks a lot about like these kind of things, and he has a theory that this Miles and Gwen
are different.
Is not our Miles and Gwen. Like, it's another time. Like, because at the beginning of the trailer, I guess it says in another timeline.
Yeah, it says that.
So I'm wondering if that's like that maybe Gwen's Miles of her universe. Maybe. I don't know. Okay. It's one of those things where, like, you know, it's so early, you know, you could throw probably any idea at the wall and it would stick for the time being. So
I'm very optimistic because the first one was so good. But the two things I'm not 100% comfortable with yet, and I'm going to be a little uneasy going in, is the idea that it could be just a whole another universe, which is like, what are we doing here? Because it's just going to be too convoluted to me.
I want it to be our Miles and Gwen.
Yeah, you showed like us something. Let's keep going. And then the second thing was, and I'm sure this is a polarizing topic for this, the way that they're traveling through those, like, was it hexagons?
Yeah, it almost reminded me of like the Futurama, like
it's like a video game type thing or something. And I'm not 100%. I liked the aesthetics of the first movie, and they didn't have anything like that in the first one. And so, having the rift at first, I was like, "This is the same. This is cool." She comes in through a rift, but then all of a sudden, like they're traveling through these tubes, which they could say has been that way the whole time. They just didn't show it the first time.
I mean, that's how they did it in Endgame.
I don't know. It looks weird to me, but I might be cool with it. Because I'm, like I said, I'm optimistic for it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it sounds like the whole gang from the first movie came back. I think it's the same director.
Dude, that guy was so pumped to play Miles. He was. Like, watching behind-the-scenes stuff of the guy that voiced Miles is so, like, heart-lifting. Like, he's so happy to just do that.
I don't think I've done a whole lot of looking at that. I tend to normally, like, it's no secret that I don't normally do a whole lot of cartoons anymore.
Right.
I'm getting better about it again, but I put watching that movie off for so long.
It's the best Spider-Man movie.
It's fantastic.
It's the best one.
We saw it at the Danbury.
Spider-Man 3.
I think I paid $3 to sit in a theater that hadn't been updated since 1994, and the floor was sticky, and it was
the
right aesthetic. It's all Adam.
I just watched Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, it was all Adam. Yeah, there you go.
Touche.
You two, did you guys watch that trailer at all? Did you happen to see it?
No. I did, yeah. Spiders. No, I saw it. I'm excited. I liked the first one, so I want to like this one.
Yeah, I like the whole thing of.
I love the idea of
grounded. And she's like, is Spider-Man grounded? He's like, I mean, it's Gwen.
You're going. There were two things that I absolutely loved, or there's one thing I absolutely love about the trailer, and then which is the fact that he had makeshift Power Rangers toys on his shelf.
Right,
they look like Power Rangers Zeo. It's amazing.
They even have the poses and everything. Like,
so I'm all for that. And then no, I really like Miles Morales as a character. It has nothing to do with them switching Spider-Man on me. Totally comfortable with that. Don't get me wrong, love Tom Holland, but we can have both. Why not both? So give me Miles. Give me a live action Miles.
My thoughts on it are, I kind of agree with, I'm kind of like in the same boat. Like, we can have Miles and we can have Tom, or Peter, I guess if you say Miles and Peter. Right. We absolutely can do it. They're doing it in the video games. You know, they've been doing it on animation, like for TV series and stuff. So I agree with you there. I would love to see a live action Miles. They've already referenced him. They referenced, you know, him in Homecoming. Awesome.
As long as they got the right actor, I think it would be great. Jake Gyllenhaal, which would be Dylan to us, but Jake Gyllenhaal, he said that it could be a reference to Venom, and I asked him to clarify because I'm having difficulty going back and forth between chat. It's new to me, but he said the whole another universe, and I was like, okay, like the whole thing where Venom is now
MCU.
Also traveling and all that stuff, so it's like it could be a Venom reference, and I was like, that would actually be pretty cool. Like, if they can get him into,
I really need to watch.
I would love to see their animation of Venom. I feel like the Spider-Verse animation would be pretty fucking cool.
And that and the animation, like even from like the small tidbit that we got in the trailer, like the animation is still very much like the first one, but you can tell it's still different.
Yeah,
and I love. Anybody who knows me knows I have a love for Spider-Man 2099 I love Miguel O'Hara.
That's why I gave you number one.
Yeah, like, he's one of my favorite Spider-Man. Like, I feel like he is so underrated as a Spider-Man, you know, because, you know, 2099 universe didn't get received all that well, you know, just around Marvel, like, as a whole.
I promise you it was received better than DC's, like, 3000.
Oh, I'm sure. Came out.
Oh, my God. Catwoman 3000. I think it's 3000. There's a numbered series that, like, at the end of all of those, they caked on one issue of, like, thousands of years into the future, and those books are trash.
And, you know, that's not to say everyone's perfect, obviously, but, like, yeah. No. I don't think I've ever met a second person, like, out in the wild, and they just be like, my favorite Spider-Man's Miguel O'Hara.
All right.
I mean, obviously, I would give them a high five, because it's like, you know what? Me too, man.
Dude, I...
But that was my biggest takeaway from the trailer, was just being able to see. And it's obviously, he's voiced by Oscar Isaac.
Yeah.
He was the voice of him in the cutscene from the first Spider-Man, or Into the Spider-Verse. Mm. So it sounds like he's going to probably... I think he came in and did all that. And like
Double
I said...
duty.
I think all of the voice actors from the first one, like... Shameik Moore was the guy who did Miles. Haley Steinfeld did Gwen. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about like whether like what's his face, Jake something, who did the voice for Peter B. Parker.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jake something.
Ah, shit. Yeah, he's
Jake Johnson.
Johnson. I knew it was like two first names. Yeah. So I kept thinking Justin was in there.
That so doesn't make any sense. I think, but I don't know if like the other ones are returning or not. But if they do bring back Nicolas Cage, but yeah, that's my takeaway from it. I think the trailer.
If
looks
they
awesome.
Ask Nick Cage, he won't say no.
No,
yeah,
absolutely
that dude
not.
Does anything and everything. He's awesome. So. No, today I went to after the funeral that I had to attend. I needed some cheering up, so I went to Bell Book and Comic. Love Bell Book and Comic.
That's our
half sponsorship. Yeah. We love
not a
them.
Full sponsorship yet, but
I give them lots of my money. And bought my normal group of books for the week, as well as Dazzler 2-8 for $1 a piece.
I have never heard of Dazzler.
Dazzler. She was apparently at one point. I think it was X-Men Apocalypse. Maybe apparently they were going to have Dazzler in the show or in the movie, and it was played by Taylor Swift.
And I still stand by that.
Hmm.
I still stand
after
by that.
I don't
they have to be here. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how, like,
I just how, need a
like, if that actually happened, but that's, I heard about
no,
that.
No, it was, they,
I don't think
communication,
they filmed it.
No, communications failed. I don't know what happened back then.
I don't think
it was
they filmed
Fox,
it,
not
yeah.
Marvel.
Yeah. I think it was Apocalypse that they were going to do that with.
No, but I somehow ended up with two Dazzler number ones. And I was like, well, shit, I wonder, I guess that's the only issue that's, like, worth any money, like, the only considered a key issue, and the rest of them are, like, dollar books. So I was like, well, fuck, I'll pick them up. And I found 2-8, so I was like, sweet. But Buffy has a new book that I'm super fucking stoked to read. It's called nice. Buffy the Last Vampire Slayer.
Okay.
Here's the artwork. I can do this now.
You can do that. Down. There it is.
It actually looks pretty badass.
Sweet.
Yeah,
so,
that's a really cool artwork. It's kind of got that, like, Berserker vibe for the new John Wick. Like,
and it's
thing.
Boom Studios.
Nice.
So that's who's been doing the Buffy books. But so it's basically about, it says, can a lone slayer save what's left of humanity? Buffy Summers is the last slayer. Now in her 50s, she wages one-woman fight against the forces 50s? Of darkness who prey on humanity in the daylight, unimpeded thanks to a magical catastrophe that nearly blotted out the sun. The same disaster robbed Buffy of her friends and ended the Slayer line, forcing her into an endless guerrilla war. That is, until she stumbles across something she hasn't seen in a long time. Hope, in the form of a prophecy in the young girl who carries it.
Oh, so there's going to be a new Slayer. Like kind of.
I guess. I don't know. It's like a multiverse. It says it. The multiverse
like
explodes as writer Casey Gilley, who's done Femme Magnifique, You Died, and artist Joe Faro, who's done a lot of Firefly, bring you a dystopian tale of Buffy Summers as you've never seen her before for fans of Wonder Woman, Dead Earth, Batman, Last Night on Earth, and Future State Wonder Woman.
Neato.
So
it sounds
stoked.
Good. Yeah.
I'm going to read it as soon as we're done with this.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Dylan said it sounded like you said Jazzler instead of Dazzler.
Dazzler.
And he said,
Jizzler.
He goes, I am now going to need a comic of Jasmine as Dazzler.
There you go.
We could make that happen.
I'm sure she'd be fine with it.
So
she would be.
No, I actually would love to know, like, have you picked that up, or is it an upcoming one?
I've got three copies of it in my car right now, if you would like me to leave you one to read.
Potentially. I would love to know how that goes. Like, I would be excited to... It's like... Was it Murder, She Wrote?
It's like the Wishverse, but different.
Yeah.
Because she didn't get her neck snapped in this, that I know of so far.
Aw.
Okay, so on the Spider-Man stuff, the No Way Home footage, they show, like, I don't know if it was like a TV spot or like another little teaser they just slipped in. Yeah. Like, it seems like every trailer was like this big hype up at the last minute to get you excited. And now it seems like I'm just seeing randomly on like social media little TVs.
Like TV spots.
Yeah, they're just like popping up like crazy.
You're like, I didn't see that before.
Yeah, I was like, this is new footage. And one of the things was we got to see Willem Dafoe's face.
Yeah.
So we actually saw him with the helmet off in the costume. It doesn't mean it's him the whole time. We still don't have that confirmed whether, you know, we get Ned Leeds or if it's...
But he's fucking there.
But he's there. And it what I love about it was he's got on this like ripped up hood. Purple like hooded sweatshirt thing. And it's like...
Just give me the Daddy's goblin
cummies.
Look.
Yeah, Daddy's cummies.
Give us the so goblin good. Look, the classic look.
Yeah. I'm stoked.
It looks so good.
I actually saw, I think it was, I don't know if it was in a TV spot or what, but I saw like a picture today of like the, it looks like the bridge fight that they keep promoting in all the footage.
Yeah.
And it shows Goblin's mask like shattered.
I think I've seen
like that. It's like
it, so that
like,
might be why he doesn't so
like
have it
the,
on.
Like the eyes to like the face, like where the eyes and like the mouth is like one piece and it's laying there, and then like the top of his head where it like look, goes in like a cone head, is like laying behind it and it's like shattered.
Okay, so maybe like, that's it, why he doesn't have it on in that scene. There,
that could be it. I'm gonna see if I can find it real quick. I'm sure I probably can. I'm sure it won't take too hard to find it. I'm sure I go to Twitter and just type in Green Goblin. Oh, see, look, it's trending. Isn't it ironic?
Aren't you so trendy?
I don't know what the next one is that you sent.
Oh, so. There it is. Hold on. Oh no, it was the jaw.
The jaw's broken off.
Oh, oh I did see that. Beautiful.
There it is.
Yeah. Oh, I'm
wait,
so.
I'm there so. You go. Look at that.
So yeah, I thought that was a pretty cool. Pretty
it's
cool
so
image.
Nice being able to share these things with you instead of saying I'm going to send them to Adam to put on Instagram, and then we never do that.
We never do.
I never send it to him. He never posted. Yeah. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, it happens. It's fine.
Let's see then. What's this Destin Daniel Cretan? Is that right?
Something you sent.
Inc's overall deal with Marvel Studios and Hulu's Onyx.
Oh, are you talking about the guy who directed Shang-Chi?
Oh,
he's got a deal now where he's directing the sequel Shang-Chi
and then
or
TV
Shang-Chi
show.
Too, and then he's doing like it's getting its own series,
MCU series and Shang-Chi sequel.
Yeah,
sold.
Very very cool.
Which hell yeah, because I love Shang-Chi. I love that
dude,
movie.
It was so good.
It was so good. I actually went out and bought my physical copy yesterday.
I've not
mine.
Done that
mine
yet.
Came in the mail 2 or 3 days ago, and it came with a slipcase. Shout out, fucking Disney Movie Club. For still giving me the fucking Blu-ray slipcase.
For doing it right.
For doing it right. For making me happy. Now, print Agent Carter Season 2.
He's not wrong.
This is like, off topic for... Like I said, we do that. We go off topic. You talk about give me a season of something.
Yeah.
Like, a print of it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that Jake Gyllenhaal... I say his name on here.
I like
it's Dylan.
I like to say Dake Gyllenhaal.
Dake Gyllenhaal.
Dake Gyllenhaal. There you go.
Great... Bill and Fall. I was just reading today that Netflix has officially canceled Cowboy Bebop.
I saw that too.
And what's
I'm
weird,
not shocked because I know that it got a lot of fans.
I heard a
upset.
Lot of shit about it. But the comments on it being canceled
were
are like,
people pissed.
Dude, I fucking love this show. It's like,
maybe
wait
it was like
a second.
Maybe it was like a guilty pleasure
where
thing.
Where were
they're
you
like,
a fucking week ago, bro?
They're probably,
no kidding.
They were probably looking at it as like, if you're comparing it to the source material, this show is shit. But like, if you don't, it's actually a genuinely good show.
That's the way I understood the comments.
So,
I wanted to watch it. I was excited to watch it. And
you
I
can still
read,
watch it. You can just watch one
I
season.
I know. I hadn't read any of the original source material. I've never been big in the manga stuff. Even like the anime movies, my wife is more into them. She watches them on the side with some of her friends. I've started to kind of watch a few of them, and I'm getting into it a little bit more. I definitely could see myself liking it. There was a time when I just fucking hated anime. I could not handle it.
It's growing on me too.
Yeah,
I can't do it. I've tried doing it. I got like 7 episodes
into
death.
Which cracks me up with how much you love cartoons.
Yes, the right? second well, season
and I know
is the
it's
one
a,
that
I know
they canceled
I'm
Jake
not,
Gyllenhaal.
Well, a
I'm
lot
not
of
shitting
it,
on people that love anime and not saying that it's as simplistic as cartoons, just saying animation in general, I've struggled with in recent years. Like, I just have trouble paying attention to it.
Well, like, so, for me, I think it's just the animation style.
Dylan said the anime only had one season, too.
Yeah, but they didn't cover, to my understanding,
the first season didn't cover the first season of the anime.
Yes, okay. They had story left to tell. But when enough people bitch about something, but like, shit happens. Look at fucking Sonic.
I got Doug convinced me to start Death Note.
I love the movie. The live action
which,
movie.
I started it. I was like, okay, I'll watch the anime. I think I got 6, maybe 7 episodes in. And I love the concept of the show. Like, Death Note, like, the idea and the concept of Death Note is actually, to me, fucking genius.
The movie was... I liked the movie.
The live action?
Yeah.
Loved it.
I liked it a lot.
I liked it. We watched it, and I liked it, but, like, it's one of those things where, like, I didn't make it all the way through with the animated series.
Me either. Like, I think I've seen one episode thus far.
And, like I said, I really love the concept. I think the concept of the show is fucking brilliant. Mm-hmm. But, and on paper, I should fucking love it. I should absolutely love it, but...
It is very much a you and I thing.
Yeah.
In terms of storyline alone.
Yeah, I just can't get past the animation style, and that's really what it is. Same thing with the Clone Wars. That's why I don't watch the Clone Wars.
What I couldn't wrap my head around the movie is that it's the other wolf. It's not the wolf from... it's not the wolf from Hereditary. It's the other brother.
Oh, yeah. Like, the actor who played Light. Or L.
Yeah. It's his little brother.
Okay.
Yeah, not the same actor.
They look a lot alike.
Shout out Naked Brothers Band.
Naked Brothers. Let's see. I lost
if
my
that's
thing.
Not love, then what is? Uh-huh. I said it.
Let's see. You have, Kramer said, you lost the article, but Kevin Feige confirmed if and when we see Daredevil, it will 100% be Charlie Cox.
Yep. Yes, so he said if and when we finally see him, and I'm like, dude, just fucking in a week when I see him in a week, I hope I'm not wrong.
Even recent interviews with Tom Holland, he was just like, he goes, I know no one believes me, but he's like, we're not gonna see we're not gonna see Toby and Andrew in this, we're just not, and it's like.
Well, yeah, because
I don't believe you.
Did you look? Did you look for the red dot on him anywhere? Like during the interview, dude. That kid. I'm surprised that Feige hasn't like smothered Tom Holland in his sleep. Like him and Mark Ruffalo are like the two press tour nightmare like actors because they always are giving away spoilers. Freaking at the premiere of Thor Ragnarok. Mark Ruffalo forgot he was on Facebook Live and Facebook Live the first like 15 minutes of Thor Ragnarok at the world premiere.
It might have been Mark Ruffalo, but somebody else like was on a late night show and said was like basically flat out said that there's a lot of casualties.
It was Mark Ruffalo. I think they were on,
and he was like, everybody dies, and everybody's looking at him like,
yeah, they were on. I think it was Fallon.
Yeah, but I think that was a good thing to just be like, everybody dies, because then it's like, okay, well, that's obviously not true. Not everybody dies, so it's like, who does?
But then you're like, what if they do? Like, what?
No, I think that's a good switch on his. Next up, we have something I personally don't have any interest in because I never watched it. MacGruber.
Oh,
official trailer for Peacock original series, I'm guessing, or is it original movie? Okay.
It has a movie, but it came out in like 2006.
Right?
I think.
Is it going to be the same actors, or is it okay?
Yeah, Will Forte.
Yeah, Will Forte and Kristen Wiig. And
I that's awesome. Love. I didn't realize Kristen Wiig was involved. See, I absolutely love Will Forte.
I do too.
A very awesome. A very underrated show was Last Man on Earth. I watched all 4 seasons.
I only caught an episode or two, and I thought it was really funny. Like, I there was definitely potential there for me to, like, love the show.
It's great.
For some reason.
I own all 4 seasons on that Vudu. Just throwing that out there.
I can't get on it right now because of me.
I need to do that before we leave.
Well, since I'm the only one that, like, has really anything to say about MacGruber, because apparently I'm the only one that's seen it,
I've seen the movie. I loved it.
It's great. The movie's hilarious. That's one of those.
Dylan says he watched the trailer with you last weekend.
He did. I made him.
It's one of those movies where, like, you just get really stoned and just watch it. Like, literally in the first movie, the villain is played by Val Kilmer. And his name is Victor Von Kunth.
Nice.
Like, it's an SNL movie.
Right.
Like, kind of like in the vein of, like, Wayne's World and stuff like that. Like, it's an SNL. Yeah, it's an SNL like funded cast and like all that kind of stuff.
Nobody ever talks about Superstar.
So it's, they really don't. It's great. I really want to sit you guys down and watch. Well, Kramer said he's watching.
I mean, I feel like I would like it. When I saw it, was one of those that I'm surprised to this day I haven't seen it, because when I first saw the trailer, I was like, this looks stupid. I'm gonna love this, and I've just never watched it.
And the movie, so
I thought about Hot Rod.
The movie is so Rod. Oh my god, I love Hot Rod. But like, the movie is so like over the top, but like on purpose,
right?
Like, it's one of those like over the top action movies, but they're doing it to make fun of it.
It's like Austin Powers.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
But making fun of MacGyver.
But instead of being like a spy, like, yeah, it's
Dylan
just
said it's dumb and funny.
A spoof of MacGyver, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's
which I watched MacGyver growing up. Like, yeah. That was something my parents had on, so
dude,
I watched it.
It's gonna
it
hit a home run for you, it is.
I can't wait. I love MacGruber. I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah. What else do we got going on?
We got images of Master Chef.
Gordon Ramsay?
Master Chief.
Oh. Master Chef. You said that, and I went, and I was thinking, I was like,
what
Chef
podcast
on
am
South
I on?
Park? Yeah. Like, he's
we
dead.
Also, we got a... We
Entertainment
got
to, magazine.
We got a full trailer, by the
it
way.
It dropped, like, for the, hours ago. I haven't seen it yet.
It was premiered last night at the Game Awards. It's only, like, a minute and, like, I think 12 seconds long, but, like, you see
it,
him.
It shook you nuts?
It did. It gave me goosebumps. Like, Master Chief showed up, like,
nuts.
Yeah, he showed up on the screen, and I was just like, oh my goodness gracious.
No, I'm excited about that, because, like, I mean, they nailed the suit.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It looks awesome.
And I can't imagine that it's going to be that difficult to get the voice figured out, so it just comes down to the rest of, like, set, CGI, like, that type of stuff.
All you have to do with the voice is just get the guy that did it in the video.
Doesn't even have to be
there. Right?
Voice actor.
I don't know much about that other than
I will be severely let down if at any point in time they let him take his helmet off. I don't want to know what he looks like.
Well, I'm sure they will. I mean,
I don't want to know.
How did you feel in the
they
realm
may not
of that,
show his
how
face,
did you feel
but...
about the Mandalorian in that scene?
The way they handled it made sense.
Do you think they could handle the same thing with
I don't know. I don't know if I would care enough.
I feel like it would have to involve Cortana.
Yeah.
For it to have like the Mandalorian type level moment, like what you were saying, like it made sense. I feel like if Master Chief were to have that kind of moment, it would have to be like with Cortana.
I just don't want them to cast. I don't know who's playing Master Chief. I just don't want
Johnny Sins.
I don't. Well, that backs up what I'm about to say. I just don't want some pretty boy Hollywood like A-lister to play Master Chief. I want a nobody that is going to kill and embody the character and. I don't want to give a shit when we see if we see him without.
Let me
his
go
mask.
To handy dandy.
Just be like, oh yeah, no, that looks like that's a soldier.
Isn't the idea that you're Master Chief? So that's why you never see the character, because you always play Master Chief.
That's a really good way to look at that.
That's
I've never thought of it.
That's
that
our
way.
Master Chief.
The actor or the voice actor?
Well, it just says Master Chief.
Okay.
That's the actor playing.
Yeah, Master I don't Chief. Know who the fuck he is. So sign me up. Like, I just didn't want to fucking be. Brad Pitt when the fucking mask
His
comes off.
His name's Pablo Schreiber.
Awesome. I hope he's a badass.
He's from Canada.
That shit gets me hyped.
Canada.
What's up? What's next?
Let's see.
Rapid fire.
Director of The Vivitch and The Lighthouse reveals new ominous poster for The Northmen. Can I
Which
do
that
my...
is...
That's great and all, and I really liked those movies, but where's Moose Jaws? Give
never,
me Moose
dude,
Jaws, Kevin.
Moose Jaws is never gonna fucking happen.
I
at
want
this
Moose
rate.
Jaws so bad. It sounds so. It's like Jaws, but with a moose.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all he had to say, and I was fucking sold.
The synopsis for The Northman goes like this: A Viking prince seeks justice for the murder of his father.
Neat.
Was that the whole thing?
That's a pretty.
I mean, I'm in. But
the film stars Nicole Kidman, Alexander Skarsgård.
Oh, my wife's going to see
Anya
this.
Anya Taylor-Joy, Willem Dafoe, Ethan Hawke, and more.
Ooh, I do love me some Anya Taylor-Joy.
My wife wants Alexander Skarsgård to split her in half.
It arrives in theaters beginning April 22nd, 2022.
So this is a Robert Eggers movie?
Yep. Sorry, Amber.
Yep.
You know, while he's pulling up the next topic, we had Hayden earlier before you got here. We had him watch the nightmare scene at the end of Batman or Justice League, like the Snyder Cut.
I have not seen the Snyder Cut, for those who don't know me.
All he has seen is just the one scene, the nightmare scene at the end of it.
Just the nightmare scene.
How did it make you feel?
I definitely got hints of Heath Ledger's Joker from some of the speech that Jared Leto was doing.
I can get that. I get that. I get that.
It was kind of cool. Yeah. I mean, might sit down on a Sunday and watch a 4-hour movie.
I think somewhere
irrelevant.
Yeah,
right.
Nightmare scenes.
I think so. There were no spoilers.
That's why I was fine with showing it to him, because I'm like, this pertains to nothing.
I really do truly believe that somewhere out there exists footage of a good Jared Leto performance as the Joker. Whether it be in Suicide Squad. Well, it's not in Suicide Squad, but it may have been shot for Suicide Squad.
Yeah, he said that they shot a lot of footage,
and then they backtracked. Mm-hmm. And I think that if given the chance, that man could definitely handle it. But I am way more excited to see him as Morbius.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Oh yeah, Morbius looks fantastic.
Morbius looks great.
Dylan said that Chris Pratt is going to be Master Chief. Just to fuck with you?
No, no. Why would you wish that juju on me? Look, I love Chris Pratt. It's acting.
Is that Steve Blum or Steve Bloom? He said it needs to be voiced by Steve. Is it Blum or Bloom?
It might be Blum.
Steve Blum.
Could be. I don't know.
Steve Blum? Blumpkin?
Dylan, I don't know who that is. Blumpkin?
Oh, Jesus.
Sir, I thought we were word associating.
What is that? Oh, never mind. Letitia Wright. I don't know that I buy that article, because of the way I was reading it. It was like sources that are usually known to be correct.
And I saw something. I saw something before, like we came in here, that said like apparently it's still scheduled to, because it's on like hold right now. The movie is apparently still supposed to like start shooting back up in January. Sorry, and then apparently she's gonna be there. That's
so maybe she'll ask to just be killed off if that's true. She is.
Killmonger just rips her in half. Apparently, Letitia, 10 minutes into the movie.
Well, you know what? That's the beauty of having this whole multiverse shit going down. Like, you can do literally whatever the fuck you want. They could bring in Killmonger from another universe. Say he was the Black Panther in that universe, and then boom, here he is.
Yeah. Letitia Wright has chosen not to do the vaccination protocols. And therefore, the speculation, the rumors, and apparently sources, accurate sources, are saying that she will no longer work for Marvel after this role, because they are requiring that to be on set.
Which, good luck, considering every movie films outside of the United States.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially like Canada. Everything fucking films in Canada or New Zealand. And both of those places are heavy strict.
Right.
When it comes to outside people coming in right now.
It is what it is. She can do what she wants. It sucks that it's happening for whatever side you're on that argument. It just sucks because I feel like she is a great actress, and I feel like she was playing that role really well.
Absolutely.
And I was excited for where that character was going.
Whichever way you split it, the sucks. Only people that lose are the fans.
Yes. That's how I'm wording that, because it just...
And all the other
really,
people on the...
I was...
Like, working, like, on the set. Like, you know, like yeah. the... You know, like the set handers, you know, and like all that kind of stuff. Like, you know, hundreds of people film
just like
and work on that movie.
Losing Black Panther, like losing Chadwick Boseman, like you can't find, like they said, they didn't want to replace him out of honor, and I think that's beautiful. I'm glad that they're doing that.
And I'm glad they are doing
but that. But at the same time, it's like, well, what are you going to do? And I can't think of a better...
Shuri was it made the most sense.
Yes.
And she's fumbling the bag.
Yes,
I hope
literally.
I hope that things work out. Fingers crossed that they work out, because I do love her. I would love for
Steve Blum's voice, Spike Spiegel in Bebop, and the voice of Tom on Toonami.
Oh, okay, I know who he's talking about. Okay.
I'm glad you do, because I don't.
Yeah, I know
I
who
do
he's
not.
Talking
I still
about.
Do not.
I'm gonna take your word for it. I could get a good look at a T-bone steak by sticking my head up a bull's ass, but I'd rather take a butcher's word for it.
Somebody watched like Tommy Boy recently.
Here. I always watch Tommy Boy recently.
Great movie.
At least once a week at this point in my life. I wish I was kidding.
We're down to like just like last night already. Like,
awesome.
Fine. Already?
We're great. We're killing it. I'm stoked. And then we can get to the bullshitting.
Yeah, this is our first time doing Twitch and everything. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's a trial episode, really, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we're doing just fine.
Blast.
I'm not going to say we're thriving, but we are definitely pulling it off.
Yeah.
Almost 30,
Spider-Man. Spider-Man No Way Home did Only Way Home, a Hyundai commercial.
I don't think I saw it.
No, really?
We have to watch that after.
Hyundai's been doing a lot with like the Disney, like Marvel stuff.
It starts with him sitting in a hotel room, looking at the TV, and the you know, Peter Parker is a menace in Spider-Man, and then he's like, and then like he like suits up and he runs outside and he goes like this, and he's in the middle of like, I don't know, Utah or something. He's at like a strip motel. And there's just nothing for miles. And so the web just shoots into the air. And it's that same thing we've asked, like, what happens when he doesn't have a skyscraper? And that's it. He just runs
off. He just falls
like,
to the ground.
And he's just like, ugh. And they just show him walking down the highway, like, depressed. And then Ned comes by with a new Hyundai. Like, it's like, this is awesome.
Yeah,
like,
I'm going to want to watch that. Such a good commercial.
Have you guys on TikTok, I think I've sent you a couple. Have you, like, checked out, like, the official, like, Daily Bugle, like,
no.
TikTok account?
No.
Like no, I sent you one today.
Okay.
And like it's a TikTok account that's tied into the movie, and it's a Daily Bugle TikTok account.
That's awesome.
So like Wait, J. Jonah Jameson is on
is
it
that
and
the
everything.
One I looked at earlier?
It was the one that had like Ned on it and stuff like that. I know I sent it to you on sent it to you on TikTok.
Oh, on TikTok. Oh, sorry, I just screamed in the microphone. My bad. Did I see that?
I sent it to you today. If you don't watch my TikToks, that breaks my heart.
Oh, I absolutely watch them.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one.
Do 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 me 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 me.
Yeah, the one like the top like the most recent one that's up there in the corner was the one I sent to Adam today.
I was letting people that do follow us and mess with Twitch and stuff know that we were trying this out, and I told Nicole, and she said she had to download it, and then she said she found it. So I don't know if you're on yet. Because I haven't seen her in the chat or anything, but if you're... Hi, Nicole. If not, we'll do this again. For anyone that doesn't know who Nicole is, she's possibly one of our number one fans.
If not the number one fan.
We're so proud.
And she made us these cool things.
Oh, yeah.
Like these... I got a little Michael Myers.
And there's a little Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
I'm still waiting for her. If she isn't here, I'm still waiting for more of these.
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah, didn't I ask for something incredibly inappropriate?
Probably.
Kramer just wants a butt.
No, it was something worse than that.
I think my wife's home.
I heard her talking. Okay. She's home.
She hey, is. Everyone, my wife's home. We also have
wonderful
one, two,
woman.
Three. Yes.
Count them three.
My wife is a wonderful woman.
She Except is. To me. She yeah. hates me.
Everyone hates you.
That's a fucking
It's okay.
Lie.
I hate myself, too.
We all love you. You know it. We got three game trailers that... If
Cause,
not,
yeah, because the Game Awards were last night.
So. I didn't look at, I didn't see anything from that. I've been, I like I said, I had shit going
we
on.
We didn't get so. Much for the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre game. It is the same people that did Friday the 13th, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Animation looks, so, gameplay looks similar, but I don't know, it looked good.
And Leatherface is played by Kane Hodder.
Kane Hodder, yes.
So which is well deserved. I love yeah. Kane Hodder.
Which he's played Leatherface in the past.
So, I actually did not know that.
In games though, right?
Like no, he did live. He did I think one in live action, but I don't know if he got credited for it.
Okay.
I'll have to check which one it was, but I know he did play Leatherface in a movie.
Okay. No, it looks really good, I thought. I mean, we didn't see much, but and then another one that again, just literally gives you nothing. It's just a teaser. Wonder Woman is going to get her own, like, her very first video.
Oh. I think I heard that, actually.
The graphics for the teaser, which, you know, cutscene type stuff, always looks great. But, yeah, it looks really good. So I'm actually really excited to see how that goes. Because I know, it heavily was involved the lasso. So I'd imagine that not quite like Spider-Man, but I'd imagine some of your movement, you'll have to be able to use the lasso to probably maneuver some things. So right. I think that'll be cool. Nothing new on chat yet. That's good. Let's see. And then Star Wars Eclipse trailer. We got the first High Republic video game.
Okay. Kane Hodder worked as the stunt coordinator and did stunts as Leatherface in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3.
So stunt man Leatherface.
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard your wife giggle. She's up to no good.
She's never up to any good.
Debauchery.
Especially when you hear that laugh, that evil, maniacal laugh.
Oh, yeah. So evil.
The mischievous laugh?
Yeah, because she is just so evil.
She did write You're All Doomed.
She did do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was because she wanted us to be in the spirit because that was on Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. You're right.
So her intentions were there. They were good.
So where I'm sitting, I just realized that looking at this Boondock Saints poster that you have up on the wall in the room,
yes,
I'm getting the reflection of the banana light.
Banana nut.
So instead of seeing Norman Reedus, it just looks like the other guy is holding out a gun to the banana light.
Not the banana nice. Light. Shit, back Fuck off you, our banana light. Hey, we don't curse the banana light.
I love the banana light.
Dylan is excited for Eclipse.
Good.
Oh, the new Star Wars.
Not surprisingly, Mr.
The new
Star Wars
game, yeah.
I trust his judgment.
Which apparently takes place in the High Republic.
Yeah, he
says, I've heard a lot of good things about the High
Republic. So it's like it's in the way back.
He says, it's going to be so damn good if it's anything like Detroit Become Human and Heavy Rain. That's his comments on it.
Heavy Rain.
Oh, Heavy Rain.
I don't know if you guys are all aware, being new to the podcast, but a lot of times we do that.
I think mostly just you do.
Oh, was that you?
Yeah.
I thought that was Hayden, and I just gave him the dirtiest look.
Definitely was not me.
That was no flarp either.
No, that was all natural. Yeah,
no flarp needed on that one.
Jesus.
We're going to need Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus take the wheel.
We already knew.
They're going to know when my eyebrows fall off.
I rewatched the Sonic 2 trailer today.
Yeah. It looks so good.
Still pumped. It looks amazing.
It looks so good.
And what I didn't even... The second time... I need to rewatch it a few times because the second time rewatching it, I didn't even pick up. Just sort of subtly in a couple of scenes, you get the spin sound from the game. And I don't really remember them doing that on the first movie.
I guess I didn't
I don't remember
enough,
any like game
I
audio.
I didn't pay enough attention.
I did,
well, the ring, besides the sounds of the rings.
Yeah. But like the very first thing when he jumps off the building and he attacks the truck, like in between those two scenes, you can hear that zing, like the buzzsaw sound. It's like, oh, that's so
I
fun.
Guess I didn't pay enough attention to.
The first time I didn't either.
But Idris Elba as Knuckles.
I can't even tell it's him. That's a good voice.
Yeah.
No clue.
And I can't remember the actress's name voicing Tails, but she sounds great. As Tails, because who doesn't love Tails?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
And of course, Dr. Robotnik, Jim Carrey, which we saw at the end of the first movie.
The rebirth.
He's getting his... And I like that they didn't try to just make Eggman.
Dude, he went full He went full Jim Carrey for this role, too.
Yeah.
And it was perfect.
Yeah.
It was nice to see him do something again.
I'm glad that they show him evolve, though, and that they weren't just like Dr. Robotnik, just like, boom, here's this crazy-looking fucking guy.
Mm-hmm.
And like they actually like... cast him off into another dimension, and like
he got his look and everything.
Yeah, I think that was a good move
because he's got the iconic giant ass mustache and like his bald dome. Like it looks so great and it's so hilarious because the mustache.
Josh Prowell, Josh Estep.
Estep. But yeah, he looks great. I'm cool with it.
That was so like not planned. But
Ollie has been hella into Sonic lately. Like so,
I thought he was just all about killing cows.
Well, that too. But I've been back to playing Minecraft lately, so I haven't played Diablo.
I got my roof on my tower.
He can kill
Minecraft, yeah.
Did you check out my new house that I made on the mountain?
I didn't go over there yet.
Look what we're doing.
I think I hate it.
Squirrel.
Yeah, Minecraft.
Yeah, I think I hate it, Adam, so I may need your input or your opinion on it.
Why did I just say Minecraft like Minecomp?
Minecomp.
Yeah, I did. Minecraft. Hey, I know...
We don't play it.
Yeah, we don't play that. No, if Jake is still watching,
I
need
he
to know.
He said I love you guys.
I love him too. So I hooked him up with the first four issues of Monsters the Forsaken, and I wanted to know if he actually took them home, and did he read them?
You better answer us, buddy, and I will
call you out. Well, you're gonna get it!
We'll call you out live on the internet.
All right.
And you know what they hear to say about things on the internet.
Alter Ego Comics, located in downtown Lima, Ohio.
I need to visit those guys again.
You do. Hey, by the way, thanks, Alex. It's just like a flatter battle at this point. I mention Alex, and I mention Alter Ego Comics, and then I listen to their podcast, and they go, hey, Adam, because they know I'm listening. So it's just a back and forth at this point, like, hey, I hear you. I know you're there. I see you.
We acknowledge.
I appreciate the shout outs, though. It makes me feel good when I'm listening. It makes me feel weird, though, when you hear your name.
Yeah.
So that's weird. But either way, Alter Ego Comics, the account, posted, was it James Viscardi? It's a verified account. I don't know who that is. But he had said, this is my favorite Hawkeye theory. I don't believe this is a spoiler to the show because I'm caught up and I don't remember anything about this in the show, but they think it could be Mockingbird is Hawkeye's wife. Sorry, I had to clarify that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like that theory. I think it's a fun theory.
Anything with Linda Cardellini in it.
And they could even keep her as just Laura. I'd be fine with that, too.
I told Warbringer at FYE today that I couldn't hang out tomorrow night because I had to go to LCA, Linda Cardellini, Anonymous. Yeah. I'm that addicted to that woman. I love her. She's great in everything she's done.
That's what I'm like with Carrie Russell.
Jinkies.
Because I love me some Carrie Russell, so pretty much anything that she's in, I'll watch.
I get that.
He's reading it tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. I'm holding you to it.
The only thing that Carrie Russell has done recently that I haven't watched is Antlers. I haven't watched that one yet.
That was good.
I've heard really good things.
Holy fucking shit.
I'm pretty sure it was Antlers.
It was good.
I'm about 99% sure it was Antlers.
Yeah, I liked it.
I gotta double check.
I only have one more thing on our news.
That's fine. Hit me with it, and then I think I might know where to steer us.
Good, because this is sad.
Yes, it was Antlers. Carrie Russell was in Antlers.
Monkees, the band Monkees, not Beatles.
Yeah.
Monkees singer Michael Nesmith, dead at 78. So, from natural causes.
This is my grandma's favorite band of all time. Dude, I should probably call them.
I listened to the Monkees way before I ever even knew who the Beatles were.
Oh, yeah, same.
Because that's what my parents were listening to. And, like, my parents just weren't Beatles people. They listened to Monkees.
Yeah, I can't say that.
I love the Monkees. They had the TV show. Like, I just, I don't know.
It's like my love with the Brady Bunch and the Partridge Family. It's that whole era.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. That's the same shit we were watching. We didn't watch Partridge Family much at our house. Like, I knew of it.
That was the one.
Brady Bunch.
I just love the one song by David Cassidy. I think I love you. No, love that song. So it's a banger. But
see, when I was a kid, my mom watched Little House on the Prairie.
My grandma watched that too.
Suffer through that as a child.
I watched a lot of Brady Bunch. Lot of Brady Bunch.
I never really got exposed to that kind of stuff.
I wish I could get exposed to Marsha Brady. Now?
Then or now?
No, she was a crush of mine growing up, for sure. And she's still a babe. I don't care. She's like 60, but who gives a shit?
You like what you like.
Nah.
Ain't nobody going to put you down.
Yeah. I mean, they can try, but I have such low self-esteem to begin with that it don't really fucking matter.
Well, that's why I said they're not going to put you down.
I can't feel any worse than I do now.
Can't go any lower than rock bottom.
Exactly. I'm redesigning this bedrock down here. It's cool.
Yeah, it's fine.
They make drills that go into bedrock.
Ooh.
Yeah, but I don't want to fall through the map. I don't want to fall through the map. I've done that. It's not fun. There's no going back.
Well, I remember I hit rock bottom on Minecraft once. You dig deep like enough. Yeah, you hit rock bottom. Yeah.
If you go eventually, you drop through the map. I remember when Dwayne the Rock Johnson rock bottomed an air drone in an ambulance in one of the Fast and the Furious movies. That was pretty gnarly.
Yeah, that happened.
That did happen.
After breaking out of an arm cast, just like Macho Man.
Wasn't that after wrecking an ambulance as well?
No, I think he wrecked the ambulance after breaking out.
Okay. Because
he rock bottoms it, and it goes on its side. And I don't know. All those movies blend together, but that was badass.
It was a badass scene.
It was how the kids say, bitchin'.
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 Oh my God, that was loud.
You got
him. Yeah.
That mic is always hot for some reason. It's okay.
It's hot.
Hayden's got the hot mic.
That's all right.
So, yeah. Have you watched Hawkeye?
I have not.
It is so good. I'm totally kidding.
And I knew this before going into the show, but like this literally like 110% solidified it for me. I will watch anything with Hailee Steinfeld in it.
Oh, she's great.
Hell yeah.
I have a love for Hailee Steinfeld. I always loved her, but I didn't like it took me to the show to go, yeah. I love her. She's great and everything.
I'm fucking blanking because it's been a long day. But what is her character's name?
Kate Bishop.
Kate Bishop, yeah. I bought Hawkeye Kate Bishop number one today. Well, that was another book I picked up off the shelf because I was like, shit, this is cool to
catch up on.
Yeah.
Did you guys? Did you? Any of you guys watch Bumblebee?
I did not.
No, I have not done that yet.
She's great in that movie too.
I didn't want to see. I've heard that one was actually good from the Transformers universe. So that was good.
And I guess it's supposed to be a reboot.
Okay. I gave up on the Transformers movies after
Mark Wahlberg.
No, I never even saw that. Like,
I watched the three LeBoofs.
Never picked it back up.
Yeah, I never did watch the Mark
Wahlberg. I'm just like, they're fun movies. I'm not the right age to be a Transformers fan. Sorry.
The thing about it is like this new one, like I said, the one with Hailee Steinfeld, Bumblebee, is supposed to be a reboot of the franchise, and this takes place, I believe, in the 80s.
It's like a baby duck.
So like, so all of the aesthetic of the Transformers in Bumblebee are like the aesthetic of what they were in the original cartoon.
Gotcha.
Like, they look so good. And it's a great movie, and John Cena's in it, so I mean...
John Cena.
Yeah, you can't see him.
Oh, that Cena, he's so hot right now.
Yeah, he is.
Especially with Peacemaker coming up.
If you want to talk about that trailer, because I don't think... Did we talk about that last week or not? Okay.
Yeah,
well, quick chat, catch up. Kramer, he will text you when he finishes, as per usual.
I know he will. He always does.
And ironically enough, he says that when you hit rock's bottom, you're actually doing pretty well.
That's true.
It went from like nobody saying anything to like I'm actually trying to remember what they were referring to, because we got like
maybe you should move your camera like up here and put it on like back of your computer so that way you're facing it.
Yeah, I need like a little mini screen up here that I can link as a second monitor for it, just so I don't have to keep going back and forth.
What'd you do with the TV?
It's in the closet.
We can literally put it right here.
Me too.
Now we get like an iPad.
Yes.
Yeah, so you can use your iPad.
Hey,
I could do that. Yeah.
It's okay to love who you want to love.
I love you, Kramer, but you're married.
Josh says he needs to play Minecraft. Yes. I keep trying to get him to join our realm.
Me too. I downloaded it and still haven't logged
in. Our realm is bitching.
Yes. And it could be bitching-er if you would get on and build something.
We have a farm. We have multiple farms.
Dylan, you said you need to watch Hawkeye. All of it?
All of it?
Or just, like, the newest episode. And then Josh said same, Ian, to something you said.
Well, we won't get into Hawkeye.
Bro.
We won't get into Hawkeye, but... same place next week, same time.
Be ready for Hawkeye.
Be ready for Hawkeye, including episode 4, because I ain't fucking...
Well, by this time next week, it'll be 5.
My bad, 5, which I'm real stoked on, and I think that's when we're getting the reveal, so...
They said that episode 5 is going to break the internet.
It's already breaking me, and I haven't even fucking watched it
yet. Like, I guess the creators, or like the writers or something, said like episode 5 is going to be the break the internet episode.
Yeah, I get to watch that on Wednesday, and then see Spider-Man at fucking 5 o'clock on Thursday. I'm just fucking leaving. I've already given up on my job, and I'm not even telling them. I'm just gonna clock out at 4 o'clock so I can be at the theater on time.
Yeah,
I'm supposed to work till 5:30. I don't
fucking
care.
On Saturday night. So we'll just not talk to you from Thursday night to Saturday night.
Well, I mean...
That's actually a good forewarning for anybody that's planning to go see Spider-Man sometime next weekend. We record Friday evenings. I'm assuming we're still going to record Friday.
Yeah, I can do that and not say anything.
We have to start avoiding this as of Thursday. So I don't know where we'll be. I mean, we'll have some stuff to talk about before then.
Yeah.
But as of like Thursday, we're probably not going to be online much, which means Friday we will not be talking about the movie because we will not have seen it. Mm-hmm. So when we post
Except
our
Kramer.
Episode, on, yeah,
yeah.
When we
and
post
I won't,
our episode
I'm
on
not
Tuesday,
gonna ruin it.
There shouldn't be any spoilers. So you should be safe to listen to us again, like this Tuesday and then the following Tuesday.
So
as
the week of the episode that goes live the week of Christmas, be ready.
That's your Christmas gift.
That's your Christmas gift is us
Hell
discussing.
Yeah.
Which
and
would
if
be
we do
cool.
Twitch, we can dress up now.
Oh, I'm down.
Just
I'm
like
totally
slutty
down.
Christmas elves.
Oh, that's not where I was. That is not where I was anticipating that going at
all. You
want
to drink eggnog off my balls? We can get real weird.
Dude.
I don't know if we can do that on Twitch.
You're hitting me in the heart with eggnog there, buddy. And then you had balls? Like, oh, yeah.
God damn it.
I don't want to record
anymore.
No,
but what I was saying
Josh is going Sunday to watch Spider-Man.
Okay, cool. So Friday the Friday after it comes out, not Friday opening. We will do the episode about it. But that means we will also be able to watch the final episode of Hawkeye that Wednesday, so we can just talk about everything.
Dylan said that he said to blame Olivia because she wants to watch it with him, so he's not allowed to watch it, and so he hasn't watched it.
Who?
his lady, like Dylan's lady, Olivia.
Oh.
And then
Rude.
I don't know what that is. And then he also said I should, like, I don't know how often Hayden will be here, but he was like, at least for something like today, he's like, you could have Hayden reading the chat so that you're not struggling.
There you
go.
You could be our chat guy.
I could do that.
You could be our fact checker.
Hey, he could be the man in the chair.
Could be.
We can get a curtain. I can be the man behind the curtain.
There you go.
Or you could be Wizard the man behind the mask.
Yeah. We have to change up the setup, but we could do it.
We can do that.
Why are we getting Hayden a curtain?
Man behind the curtain. Wizard of Oz. Come on, dude.
Caught up on the chat.
Don't you put yourself in the same realm as
do
Oz?
We
the great and the powerful Oz?
Do you know me?
Wait a minute.
I'm having a major brain fart. We were just talking about this the other day. Power Rangers.
Zordon.
Yeah, Zordon. Yeah. That's who it is.
We're going to put you in a glass tube. Okay, you can only talk to me as Rangers.
I'm not one to normally do something like this, but Hayden, you are not my Zordon, my guy.
Hashtag not my Zordon.
Hashtag
not my Zordon.
No. No. Hashtag not my fucking Zordon.
You can be
Zordon.
My alpha.
Hell, baby. Yeah.
All you have to do is run around and just say, aye.
All right, then let's end it while we're ahead, because if this feels good,
yeah. Let's see, we've been talking for a while.
This feels great.
We might have gotten this to go live, but I don't know what happens when we stop. I'm hoping, like, I'm recording the audio at least, but I'm hoping we
got vanish this into thin air. We get raptured.
So this is our first time going live on Twitch. I hope that it was somewhat entertaining. Thanks to Josh and Dylan for being on here for sure. And I'm pretty sure from what I got in the message, Nicole is on here. She just hasn't figured out.
Tell us how we did, guys, in the Discord or on Twitter or whatever. Tell us how we did. Should we keep doing this?
Oh, and Michael Boroff from UVN, Underground Video Network Podcast. I think he was on for a little bit, so hello.
So. Hola. We'll start promoting the Twitch thing more if you guys want us to continue doing it. We'll promote it a little bit more so that way we can get more viewers in and we can be cool people. Well, I guess you can call it cool people. Call it what you want. It is what it is. I'm rambling. Somebody cut me off.
And on that note,
I have been Adam.
I was Ian.
I'm Forever Kramer.
And I'm the ghost known as Hayden.
Thinks he's odd.
I am Oz.
You're bitch.
Dude, I am behind the curtain. I don't have a camera. Bruh, I am Oz,
nah,
bitch.
Nah, bro. You are bitch made.
Don't call my mom a bitch. It's rude.
I love candy.
Thank you.
Let's see. Dylan says, Hayden, you're my Zordon.
Thank you, Dill.
And
gluck, 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 gluck.
Shit, Dylan, if you want that, I got you.
They want me to, they're saying do it. I don't know what they're saying do it to. End it? Are you guys telling us to end it, like, desperately?
Wow.
Rude.
Fuck you guys.
I don't have an outro thing.
I think he meant that he wants us to continue doing
the Twitch.
This.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the Twitch.
I got so excited to I've designed the background, like my graphics. I did the background.
I love it.
I did the loading screen, all that stuff. I didn't do an outro screen. I don't think. I don't have one loaded though. So sorry about that, but it's just gonna be like.
It's just gonna cut.
I'm watching, so I'll know.
When have we never been abrupt? Dude, all just right. Be like the Sopranos.
Thank you, guys.
I want to give a shout out to You Versus Yesterday for the use of our theme song, Summer. Let's Make This Forever, off of their EP, Remember This.
Nerd to your mother.